Zero, serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. If I had my way with you, baby. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show this Friday, January 10th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to talk about our walk-in tub. I want to talk about Scott Hawley. I want to talk about what he did for Vicki and I. You heard me on the radio the other day talking about walking out to the mailbox in the dark. I did not take a flashlight. I didn't take my cell phone, turn on the light, carry it, walk, see where I was going. Well, as you know, up here in Northern Michigan, when it gets dark out, it's dark out. If that moon's not out, it's dark, pitch black. Open the front door, two steps off the front porch, one step down onto the sidewalk. Turn the corner by the corner of the garage. It's a straight shot to the mailbox. We got like a Y-shaped, Y-shaped driveway. Long leg to the left, short leg to the right, goes directly to the mailbox. I know because I put a new mailbox in and moved it so it'd be dead center of that short leg of the Y. Walking out with a letter, Vicki asked me to mail it about 11 o'clock at night, getting ready to go to bed. Walk down the driveway, and I get close to the road where I have created a compost pile for leaves. I've literally created a drop-off of the driveway and a hole where I can put the front yard's leaves off the driveways into it. And it, you know, degrades, it turns into compost, and we've got good topsoil to put in the flower beds. Well, guess what? I was a little right of the driveway. My right foot took a step, and I literally stepped off of the driveway into that ditch. Immediately threw up my arms, went flailing to try to get my balance. Prepare for if I'm going to fall, I can put my arms out and try to break my fall. That's just your natural way of doing things when you start to fall. That's why you end up breaking wrists and arms and all kinds of things. In the process, completely wrenched both shoulders. All the repair that had been done by visiting Dr. Gary Willey's office with Stacy, getting the robotic laser light pain therapy, all that comfort and all that pain and inflammation going away, well, I tweaked the shoulders and it came back. What did I do? I went upstairs and poured me a hot, safe step, walk-in tub bath. I turned that heat up on that water. I got those jets going immediately. And I can tell you, I haven't been back to Dr. Gary's office yet, but I'm going to next week. But about 80% of that pain is gone. The inflammation is gone. And I can feel like I'm now getting back ready to get another laser light treatment to get rid of these bad cells in my shoulders once and for all. But the inflammation, folks, I got to tell you, that hot bath and those jets, like massaging me, broke up that inflammation the next day after the fall, the day of the fall, the next day after, especially the third day. Helped tremendously. Helped me with my sleep. Helped me with everything. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to text me Scott. S-C-O-T-T. text me Scott so that I can send you his phone number for you to call so that you can get a hold of him and get your very own free, absolutely free home visit. No obligation. Mention, though, Trucker Randy. You heard about it on the show, and you'll get a $500 discount if and when you decide to purchase a unit. His phone number is 231-534-0755. Again, 231-534-0755. Just text me, Scott. I'll send you the screenshot of this phone number. He took care of us. He's a great guy. He's a veteran. He's a young family man. He lives right here in Antrim County. And I totally 100% endorse him and the products that he offers. He did everything for us. The free home inspection, the measurements, the pictures, setting up the installation. Got us 100% financing, no money down. Great financing plan for us. Great guy. Highly recommend Scott. So again, text me Scott or call him or text him at 231-534-0755. Greatly appreciate it. You will be so happy to meet Scott and to learn about these products and see if he can help you guys out. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. Getting into the tit for tat down in Lansing. Kind of interesting. Quote of the day, yesterday on Thursday, coming from the very House Speaker Matt Hall, who we've been talking about. The quote of the day he got was this. I mean, she's very talented. So if she commits to it, I bet you could get a deal to get rid of these credits, and I could make it much easier for her by just getting rid of the MBT. Quote, end quote, said Speaker Matt Hall. Well, what does that mean? Michigan business tax. House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican of Richland Township, made the statement about negotiating a deal with Governor Gretchen Whitmer to get rid of the projected $500 million in credits that came as a result of the end of the year, calendar year 2024. Matt Hall saying, hey, Governor, you got $500 million in credits sitting there available. How about we eliminate the Michigan business tax for small businesses, corporations, LLC, sole proprietorships here in the state of Michigan? Let's put the money back in their pockets. So he basically called out the governor. Something that the Republicans have been wanting to do for years is to get rid of the Michigan business tax. Well, guess what? I got a way for you to spend that money. The main reason for it is this. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, wants a $1 billion surplus to go to the roads. These bureaucratic agencies and departments that didn't spend the money by the end of the year, well, guess what? Now there's a new sheriff in town. Like Pat Chatfield talked about, we're in a new legislative session. This is the 103rd. This isn't the 102nd legislative session anymore. Joe Tate is gone. Matt Hall is in. Well, we'll see where this goes. Additionally, select committee created in the House to specifically look at the tip wage law and the paid sick leave issue. Yesterday, a special committee designed to make up proposed reforms to the tip wage law credit and the paid earned sick leave changes that are to take effect on February 21st, 2025, was created yesterday by the House adopting House Resolution Number 7. The Select Committee on Protecting Michigan Employees and Small Businesses are going to address my state representative's bill, House Bill 4001, and another Republican state representative, House Bill 402. The chairman of this committee is going to be Bill G. Schuette, Republican of Midland. Representatives Berline from Vassar, Ken Borton from Gaylord, Parker Fairburn from Harbor Springs, Angela Regas from Alto, Ron Robinson, Kathy Schmaltz, she's from Jackson, Thompson from Brownstown, Wenzel from Coloma, have all been confirmed as members of this committee. Now, my state rep, John Yob, and the other state rep that introduced these House bills, they're not on the committee. There's no conflict of interest. The Democrats that Matt Hall put on this committee, the very first one that stands out to me, none other than the patriot Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. A good friend of the former Speaker of the House, Tyrone Carter from Detroit, Matt Long John, Democrat. I believe he's from, I'm not really sure, Livonia, I think. Peter Herzberg from Westland, Will Snyder from Muskegon, and Angela Whitwer. Oh, yes, the communist socialist Democrat from Lansing. They make up the minority of Democrats on this committee. Well, one of the political consultants, John Selleck, said, quote, the pleas of hundreds of tipped workers were still echoing in the Capitol Rotunda as the new session began yesterday. The gridlock of the last 2 years is broken. We can't wait to see this new committee's work on behalf of servers everywhere. He's the spokesperson also for Save My Tips organization. The bipartisan work required to save this way of life, embraced by single moms, students, and more, is finally underway in the House and Senate. But nothing is done until it's done. We'll wrap this up on the other side in the final segment of today's show. Final segment of this week. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Just to wrap this story up real quick, the committee's been formed. The Republicans are in the majority on the committee, 7-4. The chair is Bill G. Schuette. And then they asked him, is there going to be pressure on you to get this done quickly? Well, Schuette didn't want to name a hard and fast deadline for these bills to be passed, but since February 21st, folks, is the date that the Michigan Supreme Court's rulings go into effect. So many restaurant owners are already printing, perhaps, new menus, adjusting their payroll. Maybe some waitresses, waiters, are being told, starting February 21st, you no longer have a job. Small businesses that can't afford the paid sick time may be forced to close their business, or at least maybe lay off some workers. So there's some, you know, expedited reasons for getting this done quickly. Now, the bill sponsors, my state rep, John Roth, and the other one, I couldn't remember his name, Jay DeBoyer from Clay Township down in St. Clair County, were sponsors but were not appointed to be on the committee. They did not want a conflict of interest. Schuette, the chairman, said he expects to take action from the committee early this next week. On the other side, where the Dems are in control, the Senate has introduced its own version of bills, and getting these bills to the governor's desk will require some collaboration with the House. They introduced their bills 2 days ago. Schuette views this as progress that the Democrats are now willing to work on these issues because they closed out the lame duck session without even touching the tip wage law, and the paid earned sick leave law. But starting off in the Senate side with Senate Bills 8 and Senate Bill 15, somewhat a different version of John Roth and Clay DeBoyer's House Bills 4001, 4002. They're not the same. They're different. But at least it shows that the Democrats are willing to do something in the state Senate. So we'll be watching this very closely. I know in about 6 minutes, I want to shout out to everybody over there at the Iron Pig. Ian Murphy's hosting a 12 noon lunch meeting about the leasing of the DNR lands, the private lands that are going to be used for these solar panel farms. I'm looking forward to a field report from Ian on that on Tuesday. So it's happening. If you're in the area, swing by to the Iron Pig. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you, and we'll be talking about it on Tuesday. Final plea of the week. This is Friday, January 10th. We are in the first quarter of 2025. The Nielsen ratings, the people that they reach out to and survey, we would greatly appreciate if you could help put our radio station on top of minds of people. If you could simply text me, 231-360-5140, text me your name, your mailing address to your home or business, and how many of these rear window glass stickers could you get on vehicles for us? We're not asking for donations. We're not asking that you give a ton of money. All we're asking is that you simply text me at 231-360-5140, your name, your address, and how many vehicles you can actually put stickers on. Down in the bottom left corner, when you're driving your vehicle, you look in the rearview mirror, you don't even see them. Bottom left corner, as far as you can get, down in the back left corner, just move your rearview mirror a little bit out of the way, and you won't even see it. But other vehicles will see it as you drive around town, as you go shopping, as you go to work, as you go to the gas station. It's there in their face, and they will probably switch over to 97.7 FM and check it out. By doing this for us, what you're going to do is get our ratings up with the Nielsen ratings. This is what the ad agencies downstate look at to determine whether or not they should spend their clients' monies in regional advertising up here in northern Michigan. Even national advertisers. The only reason why we have MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company, is because of my personal relationship, friendship with Mike Lindell and Patrick Kobach. We need more national accounts. We need more regional accounts. We need more small businesses in our area that we support, their goods, their products, and their services. And by getting people to listen to this show and getting them to listen to the music, we will get more sponsors, and you guys can help us be profitable in 2025. So again, I beg you, I plead with you that you would text me, 231-360-5140, your name, address, and how many vehicles you can actually get these stickers on. We'll mail them out this weekend. We'll mail them out on Monday. So greatly appreciate it if you'd do that for us. Well, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for helping us. We're looking forward to you guys being part of the show next Monday, 9 o'clock to noon, live on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code